Part 2. The Image. The two-horned beast was to make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. Revelation 13:14. Therefore it is to be, when made, an image of the papal beast. In order for it to be an image of that beast, it must resemble it, in many respects at least. That beast was a church clothed with civil power and authority to dictate in matters of religion and to put the saints of God to death. The image, then, must be another church clothed with civil authority to do the same work. This will be clearly seen by comparing verse 15 with Daniel 7:25-28, Revelation 13:1-5. And as the two-horned beast causes the image to be made and gives it life, we conclude that it can be no other than the Protestant churches clothed with authority to speak, as the papal church has done, and to carry its decrees into execution by laws and severe penalties. If it is said that the world is too enlightened to unite in such persecution, we answer, the word of God is plain on this point. And it is in reference to this scene of danger that the third angel gives his solemn warning. The rejection of the truth of God leaves men the subjects of Satan's deception. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. Mark how soon the Jewish church crucified the Son of God after they had rejected him as the Messiah. If we had been in the days of our fathers, said they, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Matthew 23:30. But when their hour and the power of darkness came upon them, they were led on by the power of Satan. We do not suppose that Revelation 13:15 teaches that the saints are to be put to death, but that a decree at least is to go forth to that effect. The text plainly shows, in view of this decree and the dangers before us, the prophet has given the following exhortation. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 2:2-3.